This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Kentucky Derby special presented by the DK Horse app as we welcome you back. Hour two, I'm Patrick Maher. Of course, Aaron Halterman, RacingDudes.com. We've got you covered. Be sure to download the DK Horse app because in real time, coming up in about 30 minutes, post time for race three at Churchill Downs, we've got a monster. Okay, Aaron, and we're going to be betting it together live on the air right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we'll walk you through how to place the bet over on the DK Horse app. So that's going to be fun. Frankly, it's also a horse trained by the trainer of the favorite in the Kentucky Derby, Todd Pletcher, who's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, that's right. And I've heard big, big things about this horse. It's Mind Frame in the third race at Churchill, number 11 Mind Frame. And look, I know that barn very, very well. I heard reports back in August about Fierceness when he debuted. I heard similar reports when this horse debuted just 4 weeks ago, and he looked great. Now he's taking that second race today, that next step in his career. So he's a little farther behind, as far as timing goes, but Mind Frame, he could be anything. We'll see in about 30 minutes, I guess.
Okay, so we started the program talking about Fierceness, and there's no doubt that Derby 150 centers around the horse that's breaking out of the 16 posts, going to have 17 on the saddle cloth, and that is Fierceness. No argument here, Aaron Halterman. This is the best horse in the field, but, and the but is what we're going to try to attack as bettors. Again, there's evidence why this horse could be great. The Breeders' Cup, the Florida Derby. In fact, the speed figures at this point in Fierceness's career, better than Justify, better than American Pharoah. Hello, those two went on to win the Triple Crown, just the 12th and 13th to do it. However, there are problems. If things don't go Fierceness's way, he's had two subpar performances, and there's so many elements involved in the Kentucky Derby. Just a wall of horses out of that starting gate, more spectators they've ever run in front of, and of course, stretching out to a mile and a quarter. This is just a different beast for these animals approaching the Kentucky Derby. But again, before we get into the field of 20 and a little history on the Kentucky Derby, just a quick thought on Fierceness, because the morning line was 2.5 to 1, and as I take a look right now on the DK Horse app, I'm taking a look, and he is 7-2, 3.5-1.
It's very surprising that his odds are 7-2 right now. I do believe that will come back down by the time they get to the post. So I wouldn't get overly excited yet, but that is interesting. But overall on Fierceness, you set it up perfectly. At his best, he is a Hall of Fame horse. He is a legend of a horse. And he's shown up in big races and got the job done. The Florida Derby, which is a major prep race for the Kentucky Derby. That's where he showed up and he was unbelievable. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile, which is the biggest race for two-year-olds last year, he showed up. He was unbelievable. So the big stages, he has been great, but boy, he has been bad in some of his other races, and that's the conundrum. He did draw a great post. When you look at the 17 position, you know, he shouldn't have a whole lot of trouble. You can always get in trouble in a horse race, but that post position kind of ensures that he's got a better chance not to get in trouble. So if he breaks well, he gets towards the front, we might see something special. We also might see something pretty terrible as well. So he is Jekyll and Hyde, just unbelievable. I've never really seen a horse like this, honestly, the difference between his races one from the next.
He is the James Harden of this year's Kentucky Derby. Two-time Derby winner, Hall of Fame trainer, Todd Pletcher will send out Fierceness in Derby 150. We've talked about this being the toughest test in sports, and we started the program talking about you and I standing at the wire in 2022 when the 80-1 shot disbelief as Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby. What's fascinating about the Derby, it's not just the connections and the stories, which make for great television, but it's also just the contrast. You're going to have horses that cost $10+ million. You're going to have horses that don't and are, you know, lesser known. And I want to take you through one of my favorite memories. And that is back in 2004, Smarty Jones. And the reason this horse meant so much to me, you know, I got my friends down in Charleston, South Carolina into Smarty Jones. It was a horse from Parks Racetrack outside of Philadelphia. It's certainly a track people know, but a lesser known track. And that's what makes the Derby so fascinating. And this was a horse that, of course, won the Derby, won the Preakness, looked like it was going to be the first horse in many years, 25 plus years, to win the Triple Crown, and was chased down in the Belmont. And that year in particular, across the country, people for Smarty Jones were throwing Smarty parties. And I threw a Smarty party before a wedding in Charleston, where everybody went to the wedding, let's be honest, a little inebriated. But we were sad because Smarty Jones did not capture the Triple Crown. That, to me, 2004 Smarty Jones is my favorite memory. What's yours, Aaron?
Yeah, that is, Smarty Jones is a great one too. That horse really captivated everybody as just America's horse, basically. Okay, but for me, it was a 2018 Kentucky Derby. It was actually the first Kentucky Derby I went to live, and so we were there. I bought a brand new suit. It poured down rain the whole day, but I had to go stand on the rail to watch my first ever Kentucky Derby live. So we stood out there for like an hour waiting for the horses to come. I had the biggest bet I ever made in my entire life on Justify, and it was sloppy, just a mess. My suit got absolutely ruined, but I did not care because Justify hit the wire first that day if we were able to cast a huge, huge bet. So, ruined a suit, but I could afford another one afterwards after Justify pretty much took that field gate to wire. I'll never forget him coming for home, and we looked down that rail, and he was coming for home, and he was ahead, and I thought, oh, thank goodness. We didn't stand out here for an hour for nothing.
And what was fascinating about that is Justify, who went on to win the Triple Crown and break the curse of Apollo. What was fascinating about that race is you couldn't kind of see him. Even on television, it was so misty and so foggy that it's almost like kind of a story where he broke out of the mist and crossed the finish line. It was a beautiful story.
Yeah, it was one of the most miserable days weather-wise I've ever been at a racetrack. I'm not kidding. When we woke up at 8 o'clock, it was pouring down rain. And when that race was over at 6 o'clock, it was pouring down rain. And it never stopped. Not for one second. It rained the whole day. It was miserable, but it made it all worth it for him to win that race. And like you said, he broke that curse of Apollo. It's not as big deal now because Mage did it last year as well. So kind of the way horses are trained are a little different than it used to be. But that curse of Apollo, as not racing as a two-year-old, you can't win the Derby as a three-year-old. That was a big deal when Justify did it. And when he did it, I mean, that was just, it was history.
And you talked about 2018 with the inclement weather. Now, that is way worse than potentially anything we're going to see today, right? It rained all day, sloppy track, off track. But there is a potential of rain today. So maybe for the new bettors or new horse racing bettings, we should talk about potentially the weather. Now, 12 of the 20 runners have off-track experience if it were to happen, and certainly Fierceness and Sierra Leone, the top contenders, have run on a sloppy track. Do you have an update on the weather? Right now, it's iffy. It is a fast-drying track there at Churchill Downs. An update on the weather, and if we do have a sloppy track, how does that change your handicapping?
Yeah, update quickly on the weather. Right now, it looks like we might get lucky. There is no rain in the forecast as of right now. Now, that could obviously change. Louisville weather is kind of weird. If you've never been there, it's kind of strange. But right now, it looks pretty good. That should mean by the time the Derby rolls around, we're going to have a fast track. So that's the good news. But look, if we don't, and like I said, it's still an if. You just never really know. One hard rain shower on a track that's already kind of muddy will make it sloppy. Here's the good news, though. If it's sloppy, all of the main contenders have races over a sloppy track and have wins over sloppy track. Fiercenesses look great over it. Sierra Leone's look great over it. Catching Freedom's been just fine over it. I guess the only one that you might have to worry about, just a touch, by the way, he's looked good over it. But the only one you don't have to really, or you might have to worry about, I should say, is Forever Young, the Japanese horse. He is one that we haven't really seen a lot of sloppy form. And even if we had, these tracks over here are a little bit different. So honestly, I think you would, if you're betting Forever Young, you would prefer that track is going to dry out. I absolutely think it's going to. So I wouldn't be over concerned about it yet. But if we get towards the race and it starts to rain, the Japanese horse Forever Young has me a little bit worried in those kind of conditions.
Well, you know who Forever Young doesn't worry? a real one, Steph back in Vegas, also Shorty down in Florida, CJ, who wanted to mail Steph a check for $6 to bet Forever Young today. And then I just, from a friend of mine, she texted me, I think I like Forever Young in the race today. Okay, everybody just take it easy. Take a step back, people. We know you like the song. Okay, and that's not a terrible reason to bet Forever Young. And by the way, Forever Young, a very good horse, but we should mention the horse, a Japanese horse that is prepped in Dubai, shipped over to Churchill. A horse in those circumstances has never won the Kentucky Derby.
No, and they've never won it, and honestly, they've never been close. And there's been some really good horses. I remember a horse prepping in the UAE Derby named Thundersnow, who ended up winning the Dubai World Cup, the richest race in the world at the time, two times. But he came over to the Kentucky Derby, and he didn't run a step. He bucked the jockey off right at the start and said, "The heck with it," right? And so that's kind of the thing. It's been weird. Those horses coming over from the UAE Derby, they just haven't had like clean breaks from the gate. They haven't had like clean trips. And every year we kind of say, yeah, but this one will do it. Until I kind of see a horse kind of come over here and not have those issues, I have a hard time backing them, especially at the current price. The DK Horse App says 6-1 right now on Forever Young. I think that's a little short.
And what's great to understand something about horses, it's not just about talent. It's about temperament. And they're going to be around a lot of people. There's a lot of action at Churchill. The conditions are different than anything they've seen. And shipping over from Dubai, these are very smart, intuitive animals. They get involved in the emotion. So I think a lot of that has to do with Forever Young potentially getting wrapped up in all the travel and more that's at stake. Churchill Downs is the stage, the 150th Kentucky Derby. We'll come back and break down the 20-horse field next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
No better time to become a VSiN pro than right now. Remember, that's the Kentucky Derby hub over at VSiN.com, but you have to be a pro. And right now I've got a special for you. Generally, it's $240 for a year to become a VSiN pro. Right now, $199 for 14 months. So you get 2 months free. Extrapolate it. It's less than 50 cents a day. What are you waiting for? VSiN.com/subscribe. You can use the promo code Lombardi. You can also use the promo code Sharp. Whatever you do, it's going to be worth it because you get obviously all the programming, but the picks every single day. You don't want to do the work? No big deal. We'll take care of it for you. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Become a VSiN pro today. The Kentucky Derby special right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're thrilled to have you with us because, you know, you like to think as spring is in the air, you start looking forward to summer. This is the benchmark for me, that first Saturday in May, because I grew up loving the Kentucky Derby. Aaron Halterman, I'm Patrick Maher. I grew up loving the Kentucky Derby, and it just felt like with the turn of the calendar, also the turn of the weather, and of course, weather may come into play today in Derby 150 with potential rain. We'll get into that as we cap the 20 horses in the race. And of course, Mike Somich is going to join us in the final segment today, and we'll give out our picks. Download the DK Horse app, because coming up in just a few minutes here, we've got the third race live from Churchill Downs with a monster named Mindframe. And this is a horse that Aaron has had his eyes on for a while now, also trained by Todd Pletcher. Todd Pletcher is sending out Fierceness, your favorite, in Derby 150. We'll get to that in just a bit. I wanted just to provide a little context on the Triple Crown. So you hear the number 150, and that's significant because over 150 years of the Kentucky Derby, just 13 horses have won the Triple Crown. Think about that for a second. The NFL is essentially 100 years old. Add 50 years and only 13 horses have captured the Triple Crown, because it is by far the biggest challenge in all of sports. You run the Kentucky Derby, then you come back 2 weeks later and run the Preakness. Then you come back, and this year it's going to be Saratoga, and run the Belmont in 3 weeks. Understand, in modern day, these horses are running races once every month, once every 2 months. So the idea of the turnaround of 2 weeks is just a huge hurdle to jump. Sir Barton was the first to win a Triple Crown in 1919. Now, pay attention. Affirmed won the Triple Crown in 1978. We didn't see another Triple Crown winner, Aaron Halterman, for 37 years until American Pharoah in 2015. That's how difficult this is.
It's the hardest thing to do in all sports. And there's the data. You just said it, right? That's the data that kind of shows you that. And I remember I was there in 2015 when American Pharoah did it. And I remember the whole day just having a pit in my stomach of like, he's not going to do this, because they're, like you said in the last segment, Smarty Jones was one. I think a lot of people thought that was a lock. We had a horse named Big Brown that looked like a lock. California Chrome had a chance to do it the year before American Pharoah and couldn't. It takes an absolute special horse. There's no way to sneak in and quote unquote win a Triple Crown. No, you have to be a dominant, dominant horse. Maybe we'll have one this year. Maybe we won't, but it takes a really special animal.
If you're new to horse betting, don't worry. We're going to walk you through how to bet win, play, show, how to bet an exacta, a trifecta. That's all coming up on the program. And just as a note, we're going to run the 20 horse field right now and maybe simplify it a little bit. Those horses you can toss to kind of shorten the field up as we begin to build our tickets. One thing as we get to fierceness that we should say, Aaron Halterman, racingdudes.com, he's built a career on horse racing. You were at the debut of Fierceness at Saratoga, so we can talk about what you saw in person. Before we do that, let's start with the one post. Again, this post hasn't given us a winner since Ferdinand in 86. The expectations that will continue, though Doorknock is very interesting coming out of the one hole. That is the brother of Mage, last year's winner of the Kentucky Derby. He right now is 21-1. Give us your thoughts on Doorknock.
Yeah, he's a toss for me. I don't like the post position draw for him very much. Listen, he hasn't really developed as a 3-year-old. The 2-year-old races were really good this year. Yeah, not as much. So he's a toss for me.
Okay, toss the one in Doorknock. The two, certainly not a toss. Sierra Leone. Open 3-1 on the morning line. Just quickly, 5-1 right now. Chad Brown, Sierra Leone. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I jumped the gun there, Patrick. No, I really think this horse, if he gets the desired trip, he's a must use in this race. I think he's going to have a great shot to win, but you do have to realize he's going to come from way out of it, and that's going to be the problem. Can he get a trip? Can he get through the wall of horses that are going to be ahead of him?
The 3-horse trained by Kenny McPeak is Mystic Dan. Is he a toss?
He's a toss for me. However, if the track gets sloppy, look out, because this horse does have a huge win over a sloppy track. But if the track is dry or a fast track, I think he's a toss.
Okay. The 4-horse, not a toss, Aaron Halterman. Brad Cox trains Catching Freedom.
I really like Catching Freedom. The more we go down these horses, the closer we get to this race, he grows on me more and more. He's been very, very good. In his last start, he was excellent winning the Louisiana Derby. He's a definite use for me.
Okay. The post that has produced the most Kentucky Derby winners, the 5-post, not this year. Catalytic is in the 5-post.
Yeah. Total toss for me. I did not consider Catalytic in this one.
Next.
Right. Move on.
Next up is one of your long shots, trained by the legend Dwayne Lucas, and the horse's name is Just Steel.
I think you just always have to respect Dwayne Lucas when he's in these races, especially with a long shot. I think he is a use in the exotics.
Okay. The next horse has shortened up as far as the odds are concerned, and that is Honor Marie.
Yeah, you know, listen, I think Honor Marie is a horse that might be getting bet a little too hard, but there are reasons about it. He is getting better and better. He has a win there at Churchill Downs. I think he's another one you need to use in the exactas and trifectas.
Encino has been scratched, was the 9-post. That's the reason for those outside of the 9-post moving up. That matters for fierceness, was originally the 17. No horse has ever won the Kentucky Derby breaking out of the 17 hole. Fierceness moves up to 16. The 10 horse is TO Password, Japan.
Yeah, there's going to be 2 in here from Japan. This one's a total toss for me. I don't think he fits with this group at all.
Okay, Steph, CJ, Amber, the rest of you betting the next horse, pay attention. The 11 horse, Forever Young. Interesting.
he's a total mystery horse as far as how he's going to be able to compete with the horses over here, but he is 5 for 5 over in Japan, in Saudi Arabia, in Dubai. Like, he's been everywhere and been fine. He's won 5 races. So I think you have to use him. I do think he's getting over bet a little bit.
The winningest horse trainer of all time is Steve Asmussen, and he's got the 12 horse Track Phantom.
No, I love Steve Asmussen. I don't think this horse has a chance. Total toss.
We know when Aaron isn't on a horse, because next we move on. Yeah. And that's what we'll do after the break. We'll finish up the field, but we should circle back to the DK Horse app right now, because the third race at Churchill Downs, you can give me the post time, but we wanted to use this one to highlight the app in particular. And again, all you have to do is download it. It's free to download, the DK Horse app. And we're going to bet on a horse called Mindframe in the third at Churchill.
Yeah. So right now, if you get on DK Horse app, you can bet this horse to win right now. However, his odds are 1-2, which is -200 if you're a sports bettor. So you're not that kind of guy or gal. You don't really want to do that. What you could do is put him in an exacta with the number one horse, which is Mike Somich's horse that he likes in this race. So you could play an exacta, the 11 over the one, or you could play an exacta box 111, which means they just have to come in first and second, and they can come in an itty order. That's how you can kind of juice up the price if you don't want to play that -200 on Mindframe right now just to win.
Okay, so sometimes terminology can confuse a new horse better. Exacta means what?
Exacta means you're betting a horse to finish in the top two. So the exacta being you're trying to get the top two horses to finish 1-2. So if you played it Mindframe and then our Karchu is the name of the horse, the other horse, the Somich horse, that it would just be basically Mindframe in first and Karchu in second. But if you boxed it, that means you can play both of them and they can come in any order and you cash that wager if they come in first and second.
Yeah, boxing is a bit of a hedge, but it's what I like to do. Give me a security blanket. Give me a net when I'm betting these horses. So, of course, again, the one horse and?
The one horse and the 11.
Okay, so exacta with the 11 over the one, or an exacta box coming up in the third, 11-1. Love it. Let's see if we win in real time. When we return here on the Kentucky Derby special, we've run through the 11 horse, Forever Young. When we return, Asmussen, we went through Track Phantom as well. We've got West Saratoga next, the 13 horse. We'll cover those horses and get to the obvious favorite in Fierceness as we continue. Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, Steph, have you checked out the brand new VSiN.com? You should. Here's the thing for me. I'm walking Jeezy, you know, the little dog there, and I jump on my phone, and VSiN.com, after we redid it, is so perfect on the phone. That's what makes it very useful. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles. You get your odds by your particular state. Remember, odds are different. Betting tools and betting guides and more, particularly today. Not just a Game 7 in Boston, not just the Western Semis in Denver, but your Kentucky Derby hub over at VSiN.com. Lombardi Line, thank you to Michael and Stormy for giving us some real estate today. I'm Patrick Maher, Aaron Halterman, RacingDudes.com. This is the Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app. And that's important because we just went to, in the last segment, the DK Horse app, which is so easy to use. Download it right now. And we placed an exacta, and then we boxed it up as well in the third at Churchill. We should talk about it quickly. Mindframe is a 1-2 favorite, -200 in fixed odds parlance. And then we took Karchu, the one horse. We bet an exacta, right, Aaron Halterman?
Yeah, that's right. And as you were talking there, they're getting ready to load into the gate. So if you made that bet, you can watch it. The DK Horse app will have it on there for you. You can watch the race live, and we'll see if we can get this one home, Patrick. I feel good about it. Hopefully we have a little luck here to start the day.
And again, if you boxed it up, that means the 11 or 1 in either order, one, so win in place, Either order, you win it with the box. That's a bit of a hedge on your exacta, 1-2. Okay. You will give us the call as they come down the stretch in the third at Churchill. So you've got a little juggling to do here as we continue running the field of the Derby 150. We just talked about Track Phantom. That was a toss. We're on to the 13 horse, West Saratoga.
Yeah, West Saratoga, it's a great story. Very small connections getting into this race. I'm rooting my butt off for him, Patrick, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's a toss for me.
Michael McCarthy is a good trainer. Not sure he has a great horse. Well, just to be fair, all these horses are great. They're the 20 best horses on the planet as three-year-olds, but Endlessly at 14, maybe not so much today.
Yeah, listen, Endlessly is a horse. If the race was ran on the turf, and by the way, we run on turf and we run on dirt in this in the United States, he's a great turf horse. The dirt, I'm not quite sure about. This is going to be a major question mark for him running on the dirt. I'll say this, you mentioned trainer Michael McCarthy. He did not want to run this horse in the Kentucky Derby, but the owners of this horse, they're kind of getting up there in age. They've never had a horse this good. They wanted that Derby experience. I can't blame them one bit, but Endlessly is a toss for me.
When a trainer doesn't want to run a horse, you toss it. And by the way, just to simplify it, turf equals grass. It's very simple. Next up, the 15 horse Domestic Product, Chad Brown.
Yeah, Domestic Product, certainly a great trainer in Chad Brown, one of the best trainers in this country. There's no doubt about it. His races have been pretty slow. That's kind of the other problem, or the biggest problem with him. He was a toss for me. I hate tossing Chad Brown, though, sometimes, but the horse just doesn't look good enough to me.
Okay, the 16 horse, Grand Mo the First, my assumption is, comes out of a very good horse as a sire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Grand Mo the First is a total toss for me. And by the way, we're in the stretch of Churchill Downs, and the 11 is going to win this race by about 8 lengths, I would say, maybe more. He's about 9-10 ahead. The one is not going to get it. Oh, the one got like fourth. But if you bet the win,
so you're good. Just to recap. So you had an 8-length winner in Mindframe, the trainer, Todd Pletcher, the trainer of the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. So the third just went off at Churchill Downs. You had the winner at 1-2, but the price wasn't great. So hard to make money if you're continually betting 1-2 horses.
It is, but sometimes, just like in sports betting, sometimes that minus 200, if it's a total slam dunk, you might just take it. You just take the money. That was this situation today. This horse looks like a freak. We're talking about Kentucky Derby today. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I think this horse will be in the Belmont in 5 weeks. He's that good. So huge, huge race from Mindframe. We're seeing a superstar horse right here early on this Kentucky Derby card.
Oh, that's a great point. So again, Mindframe, a three-year-old, could now be pointed to the third leg of the Triple Crown, and that is Belmont. Not going to be raced in New York this year on Long Island, going to be raced at Saratoga. Something to pay attention to. Okay, Saratoga is important for the 17 horse because you watched the debut of Fierceness at Saratoga right now, 7-2 on the board as your favorite in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, he's a special horse to me. Like you said, a lot of these horses, when they're 2 years old, they'll debut up at Saratoga, upstate New York. Here's the deal. He debuted the day before a race called the Traverse Stakes, which they call the Midsummer Derby. It's like just a big three-year-old race up at Saratoga. But anyway, Fierceness debuted the day before. And so I was sitting at a bar eating lunch, and I got a call from a guy that is actually the hot walker, meaning just the guy that works in the Todd Pletcher barn. And he said, "You need to get to this track right now." And I was like, "What? What's going on?" He's like, "There is a monster getting ready to debut. Finish what you're doing and get here now." And I said, okay. So we ran up to Saratoga. It's about a 20-minute walk from where we were at there in downtown Saratoga to the track. We ran up there. We got there right as they broke from the gate, and Fierceness won that race by like 10 lengths. And it was unbelievable, but I would have missed it if he hadn't called me, because I was just kind of chilling out before the big day. That, listen, Fierceness, if he's at his best, you're going to see something special. You're going to see something like you just saw in the third race at Churchill Downs. He's going to run away from him. Unfortunately, if he's at his worst, it's bad, and he'll probably finish. I mean, he may even last. So he's all or nothing.
So what's fascinating, these horses are majestic and beautiful in person. And you had an opportunity recently to go visit in Kentucky the last two Triple Crown winners, American Pharoah and Justify. To give you an idea of their temperaments, you could go up and hug and hang on the neck of American Pharoah. Justify, they said, stay away. He always wants to prove he's the alpha. I just find that fascinating because the different temperaments.
It was incredible because they brought Justify out first, and the lady, the really nice lady, was giving us the tour. They're like, okay, here he is. Look at him all you want. Take pictures. Don't get near him. He'll kill you. You know? And so they bring out American Pharoah, and she literally said, you could grab his neck and hang on to him if you want. Like, he'll be fine. He's like the mascot of the barn, basically. It's like, yeah, we always just bring him out first. And so people could be like, oh, what a nice little horse. You know what I mean? And then they bring Justify, and it's like, yeah, maybe don't touch him.
So to compare the temperament, and then we'll finish running the field, how would you explain fierceness as far as confirmation, build, and temperament?
He's a little bit more on the mild manner side. He's definitely not Justify. He's not, hey, I'm the boss, I'm the beast of this thing. He is more of that laid back style, I would think, of American Pharoah. I mean, when the gates open, his mind's on business, and American Pharoah's was too, by the way. But off the track, he seems a little bit more chill. He's not a physically imposing horse either, like Justify. That horse was just a monster. So it's no surprise he acts like a Hulk, because he looked like the Hulk, right? But yeah. This horse is a little more mild mannered, a little more of a, you know, the quote unquote, I mean, he's a beautiful horse, but he's a little normal sized, everything like that. He's not going to be just a beast like Justify was.
And beautiful pictures of Fierceness by Steph and Isaiah as you were talking about him. Okay, let's round out the field, and it should be quick. Stronghold is next, 18.
Yeah, I think you play him underneath. He's getting better. He's getting better and better. I think he's a good exotic horse. I'll be kind of surprised if he wins, because he does need to take another step forward, but he's a solid horse.
Underneath means part of your exotics, not necessarily to win the race. Next up, one of the gentlemen of the game, Bill Mott, one of the greatest trainers ever, sends out the 19 Resilience.
I love Bill Mott to death. I think he's fantastic. He's a great guy. I think it's a little too much too soon for this horse. He's coming on, you know, he's getting better. He drew a really tough post. I hate it when I do this, but I tossed the Bill Mott Runner Resilience.
Okay. And next up, Society Man.
Total toss for me. It's just a great story. This horse was over 99-1 in his last race and got second. That earned his spot into the Kentucky Derby. But for me, Society Man, this is a whole nother class. It's a total toss for me.
Next up, Rich Strike was in this horse's position 2 years ago and won the race at 80-1. Epic Ride is a late addition here.
Listen, Epic Ride is not a bad horse at all. And by the way, Rich Strike ran at Turfway Park when he was getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. Epic Ride was running at Turfway Park getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. So there are similarities. Look, he's more likely to win before the race than Rich Strike was. I'll tell you guys that, no doubt about it. But I still don't think Epic Ride is going to make too much of an impact here. It's a tough post. I don't think he'll make much of an impact in this race.
Just to give you an idea, Epic Ride is 47-1. Rich Strike won at 80-1. What's the takeaway? Anything can happen in the Kentucky Derby. All right, we talked about the field. When we return, the king, Mike Somich, joins. Let's build some tickets over at the DK Horse app and win you some money. That's coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Did you know DraftKings is an official betting partner of the NBA? And today, new customers bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets, but you have to use the promo code VSiN, V-S-I-N. Again, $5, $200 instantly in bonus bets, promo code VSiN, DraftKings. The crown is yours. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Lombardi Line, we appreciate Stormy and Michael allowing us to have a little real estate to talk about the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. This is the Kentucky Derby special presented by the DK Horse app. And get your app ready. Download it now because we've got bets coming up. Who are we? I'm Patrick Maher. Of course, Aaron Halterman has been a great partner over the hour and 45 minutes. Unfortunately, we're about to welcome. No, I'm just playing. We're going to welcome in our buddy, Mike Somich. Somich is the best, of course. Somich and Halterman over at RacingDudes.com. VSiN host. And speaking of which, the handle is coming up right after the Derby special for the next 3 hours. So Somich and Matt Brown, have you covered? Samobomb 18, how are we feeling on Derby Day?
We're feeling good. It's Kentucky Derby Day. How could you not feel good at this point? And pretty much everyone is alive right now. Three favorites win the first three races. So even if you're sitting there, you're like, yeah, I got some winners. All right, we got off on good foot. Now we just have to hopefully get some prices here as the day goes along.
So we've been talking about the history of the Kentucky Derby. I gave you my little Smarty party down in Charleston, South Carolina. Smarty Jones didn't get it done in the Belmont. Aaron Halterman went with 2018 with Justify, went on to win a Triple Crown. Mike Somich, your favorite memory of the Kentucky Derby?
Well, we got to hit the rewind button here, go all the way back to 2002 when I was in high school in Chicago, and a horse named War Emblem ran at Sportsman's Park to win the Illinois Derby. My dad and I went that day, then went to Arlington to watch the Kentucky Derby, and War Emblem ends up winning at 20-1. We got so excited about this horse, we decided to go to the Belmont that year. War Emblem ends up going down to one knee, not able to complete the Triple Crown, but an absolutely phenomenal horse. It was very cool to see the last prep as well right before the Kentucky Derby with my father there as a senior in high school.
And shout to Mr. Michael, who's in town with Somich. His mom and dad are hanging out for Derby weekend in Las Vegas. Mike Somich live from Circa Sports. So storylines as far as Derby 150, no Bob Baffert. That drama continues, but there's plenty to talk about here. Let's start with the weather. Aaron has essentially said, look, if weather becomes an issue and we have a sloppy track, the contenders are going to be fine. Do you agree?
I do. One interesting part about American racing is a lot of the best sires, the best fathers of these horses, were all phenomenal in the mud. If it's Curlin, Justify, Uncle Mo, and you've got those bloodlines that have all really enjoyed an off track. And because of that, the best horses that we're seeing churn out as three-year-olds all really like an off track as well. So I don't downgrade any of the contenders. The one horse you'll hear that's going to get upgraded with an off track is the three-horse Mystic Dan. I don't fully buy into it. His best race was clearly over an off track, but it was also on a golden rail, which means that day the rail just produced the most winners, and he ran on that rail for the majority of the race and got a perfect trip. So I'm not going to really upgrade anyone in a large way or downgrade anyone if we do end up with a muddy track today.
Okay, DK Horse App, it's official. Let's get to it, and we'll start with you, Aaron Halterman. We'll get your plays on the Kentucky Derby, but maybe for a new horse bettor, you could explain one of your favorite bets, whether it be an exacta box, a trifecta, ice cold, win play show. What do you like to bet in a race like the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I always try to keep it simple with the first bet I always make is the win wager. I just think it is still one of the best wagers that you can make, especially when you read the tote board and find the odds that you kind of want. And the win wager, very similar to sports wagering. You're just picking a horse to win. And if they win, you're good, right? So that is for me. The other thing I really like to do is the exacta, where I put one horse in the top spot, meaning one horse has to win. And then I'll play two horses underneath in the second spot. And if those two horses finish in the second spot, I win the wager. Those are two, they're very simple wagers. They're kind of old school wagers. That's what I do the majority of the time, though. I still think those are the most profitable kind of wagers that you can make.
Okay, so an exacta box, keying a horse up top. It's time, Aaron Halterman. Let's get your official play for Derby 150.
Yeah, look, for me, again, I just said I like to keep it simple. It's number 17, Fierceness to Win for me. I just feel like that is the first thing you do, the first thing you're going to look at. He just jumps off the page to me no matter what page you look at, no matter what data point you look at. He is the best horse. You're getting 7-2 on him right now. If that holds, that's incredible. So Fierceness for me, that's going to be my top pick. We've talked about it on this whole show, Patrick, how this is a horse, though, when he doesn't show up, that means he's not going to run second or third. He's going to be totally out of it. So I played an exacta box with the 2, the 4, the 8, and the 11. And all that means is if any of those four horses come in first or second, that bet is going to cash. So that's Sierra Leone, Catching Freedom, Just a Touch, and Forever Young. And then I played a trifecta. That's a top three horses. So you got to get the first, the second, and the third horse right. I put Fierceness on top in that trifecta, which means he has to win for this bet to cash. Then I use that 2, 4, 8, 11, the same horses I used for the exacta box. I put him in second for this trifecta. And then I went 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 11 in the third spot.
Great job, Aaron Holtman, racingdudes.com. Mike Somich, same question for you. A bet you like to place and maybe explain to a new horse better.
Yeah, Aaron's a very simple man. I'm a little more complex, especially here in the Kentucky Derby. Give me the superfecta. It is the holy grail of horse racing. Average payout over $10,000 over the last 10 years, including 250 large a couple years back when Rich Strike won. I always want to make sure I get a piece of this $1 Derby superfecta. I agree with Aaron. I think Fierceness is the horse to beat here. He's run multiple races that tower over this field. Everyone need to improve by at least 10% to compete with him. I don't think the trip's an issue today, so I'm going to put Fierceness on top. And a superfecta is picking the top four horses. It's really hard to play this as a box, because if you do end up with a box, you're going to spend a lot of money. So you have to key on certain horses. So I'm going to play in the first spot Fierceness. So he has to win the race for me to win my bet. In the second spot, I'm going to use three horses, the 4, Catching Freedom, the 7, Anna Marie, and the 8, Just a Touch. So one of the three of them have to run second. Then in that third spot, I'm going to use the 4, the 5, the 6, the 7, and the 8. So one of those 5 have to run third, and then 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 in that 4 spot as well. I am looking to try and get a big time payout here. This is a $1 base wager. If this one hits, if we can sprinkle some of those long shots in, we could get, you know, 3,000-4,000 back. And that's what I'm trying to do here in these derbies.
Okay, Mike Somich, Aaron Halterman, you two would agree that a mile and a quarter is stretching out for these horses, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
The biggest challenge of their careers. Well, the last time I checked, Mike Somich, the farthest prep leading into the Kentucky Derby is the Louisiana Derby, over a mile and 3/16. Mike Somich, is that correct?
That is correct, Patrick.
And also, the Kentucky Derby means America. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to catch some freedom. Catching Freedom, breaking out of the 4 post. 7-1 right now. Take the smug look off your face. I like the running style. Kentucky Derby, turn of foot matters. Give me a closer, Catching Freedom to win it. Mike Somich.
I mean, look, Catching Freedom could win it. I am scared with the post here. Like, I comp this horse a lot to Angel of Empire, who ended up running third last year. Same connections, had Flavian Pratt aboard, had Brad Cox, but that horse broke out of the 16 post. And multiple times in the race, Angel of Empire was able to beat other horses to specific holes because he had options. He could go inside, he could go outside. Pratt could make decisions. With this 4 post, I'm worried he ends up crunched on the rail, and all of a sudden you have one choice. Either just stay behind the horse in front of you, or go one or two lanes to the outside. And that limits the options that Flavian Pratt's going to have. I think Catching Freedom can win. I think he needs the perfect trip. He's got the right jockey to give it to him, but I'm a little worried about the post, Patrick.
Okay, now all kidding aside, and you called it simple, but let's be fair. Fierceness is not going off at 3.5-1. If he does, you've got to bet him to win. Somich, this is the best horse in the field.
It is the best horse in the field, and I would argue you're more likely to get 7-2 than 5-2 at this point. We've got over $6 million into the Derby pool. Yep. You're going to see about $40 million bet. One thing we saw from the Rich Strike effect is that people want to play long shots. I think you're going to consistently see money come in on horses that are longer prices, and what that does is allow value on the favorite. If Fierceness breaks at 3-1, you should have a win bet on Fierceness, because he is better than every other horse in this field. He's simply faster. The question is, does he get the trip today?
Fellas, it's been real. Aaron Halterman, thank you for riding shotgun. I appreciate you. RacingDudes.com for your horse racing action. Thank you, Aaron.
No, thank you. This has been so much fun. Have me back anytime, Patrick. I'm always available for you.
Okay, I'll text you. Don't text me. Okay. Mike Somich, coming up next, 3 hours of The Handle, plenty of Derby coverage. Also, a game 7 on the ice, and the NBA, you get the semis going in the West. Somich, good luck coming up.
Thank you. Yeah, we also have a semifinal beach volleyball match between UCLA and Stanford on the women's side as well to talk about.
Oh, I can't wait. Bated breath. Isaiah, thank you. Steph, you a real one. CJ down in Florida, forever young. Everybody's behind the Japanese horse. Thank you for your time today. The Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app.